breakfast. Gotta wake
up. Howdy doodly. That doesn't work. I'm just trying to come up with a new way to open up these podcasts. Catch-ups, I should say, because I'm running out. Usually it's just hello, or how you going, or happy, whatever day it is. But howdy doodly. That works good. Works good. Whoa. I can speak well, can't I? Hey, I hope you're doing well. Thank you for downloading this catch-up. If you listened to yesterday's, then you would have heard that I made a big announcement that I'm getting a new co-host. These solo catch-ups of me just rambling by myself for like half an hour, they're going out the door. Josiah Schaller, he's coming in as my new co-host as of next week. So during this catch-up, I'll do a little get-to-know-you session with him. We'll try and kind of uncover a few of his secrets, see if he's got any skeletons in his closet. You know the deal. Also, on this catch-up, I review my mum's hospitality. She loves it. And I talk about a really gross topic. It's up next. I'm sorry. Maybe if you're eating right now, just put your food down for the next, like, 7 or 8 minutes, okay? Just a warning, word of advice. Enjoy the catch-up. I'll speak to you again tomorrow.
Hit breakfast with Ellie.
There's a story that I read this morning that stuck out to me, and I decided not to talk about it because I was like, this is gross. People are eating their breakfast. They're on their way to work. They don't want to think about this. But then I saw another story that was related and I thought, well, two stories about the one topic. I've got to do my civic duty as a radio announcer and do this as a phone topic. What got stuck in your eye? I feel like I have to have that music because it's a squirmy topic. It's creepy. You don't want to think about things getting stuck in your eye, particularly if you've got like an eye phobia. But sometimes it just happens. You can't help it. A man has had the worst thing you could ever happen to him. He'd had a couple of drinks. This is where the problem begins. And he decided to cook himself a meal. So he puts the fry pan on, starts cooking away, and he starts looking for a spatula. He's like, oh God, where's my spatula? He reaches for the spatula. Oh, God, I don't even know if I can bring myself to say this. Reaches for the spatula, trips and falls and knocks his head on the bench. But what was sitting on the bench was the pan, the fry pan that he was using to cook his dinner. And the handle of the pan, it was like a looped metal pan handle, it goes into his eye socket. Oh, God, I'm so sorry. So this dude is like,
ow, ow, ow!
He's really struggling. He's in a lot of pain. This panhandle has gone 10 centimetres into his eye. Yeah, that's what you'd be like. I don't know, would you be like that or would you be like, yeah, I reckon that one is more accurate. So this guy's like, manages somehow to call emergency services, gets rushed by air ambulance to hospital. Luckily, the incredible medical team at this hospital, they managed to save his life and they also have even restored his vision in his eyes. So, boom, he's not even blind. Great news. He's just a bit sore. So that was the first story I saw and I was like, that's gross. The people don't want to hear that. But then I saw this one, equally as gross, a woman sitting in the back seat of a cab. This is happening in Canada. And the cab halts very quickly and the woman was doing her eyeliner at the time. And so, yep, you guessed it. The eyeliner goes straight into her eye.
Ah!
Yeah, that's, she's just like, ah, ah, ah! She's, I don't know if she's, I mean, she's a very manly sounding woman, but, you know, there you go. So she's got the eyeliner stuck in her eye. Dude's got a panhandle stuck in his eye. I had to talk about it. I thought it was a good topic. Yeah. See what I did there? So give me a call, 13 12 16. What have you had stuck in your eye? Is it something boring like a piece of sand, but, you know, the sand stayed there for ages and scratched your cornea? Or was it something more hectic like an eyeliner or a fry pan? I want to hear about it. 13, 12, 16 if you've got a story.
Hit breakfast with Ellie.
I've just been talking about a disgusting topic, let's face it. What got stuck in your eye after a man has tripped and fallen on a fry pan and the metal handle of the pan has gone right through his eye socket? Yeah, exactly. That was real audio from it. And then another woman was in the back seat of a cab. The cab stopped abruptly. And the eyeliner that she was applying in the cab, again, went straight through the eye.
Ah!
Yeah, she was a little, yeah, she took it a bit better than the first one. So I put the call out on 13, 12, 16. What got stuck in your eye? I don't know if I want to hear these answers. But Sam from Yarrawonga, what's your eye story?
So I was at the pub with my mum.
Yeah.
I was, about 9 or 10. She got me a pot of Coke, put a straw in it.
Yeah.
Forgot the straw was in it. Went to go have a sip. Put my cup down and had a straw hanging out the eyeball.
No, you didn't, Sam.
I'm not joking.
Oh, God. How deep did it go?
Probably about 2-3 centimetres.
What?
Freaking out.
I'm making that with my fingers right now. That is a decent amount. Yeah, was it like in the corner of your eye?
Yeah, right in the corner. Like I have to pull it out. Yeah, pretty gross.
Oh my goodness. How long was it in there for?
Oh, no, 5 seconds.
Oh, jeez, that's five seconds too long.
Sort of realised when I didn't have a straw in my cup.
That was what brought it to your attention. Like, oh God, I can't have a sip of my drink instead of the massive straw hanging out of your eye.
Yeah, that's it. Can't drink out of my eyeball.
So has there been any lasting damage?
No. Sore for about 10 minutes and it was fine.
Are you a bit traumatised now? Like, can you use straws to this day?
Nah. Can't use straws anymore.
Fair enough.
No chance.
Oh God. All right. Well, thanks so much for your call. You've made me feel a bit sick, but I'll get by.
Not a problem. Thanks for your company every morning.
Oh, you're very welcome. All right. I'm scared to move on to the next caller because these stories are really putting me off my breakfast. But Jules from Numurkah, have you had something stuck in your eye?
Yeah. So I wear glasses, but then I recently swapped to contact lenses because I was sick of wearing them all the time. And I was just like, all right, need to start wearing contacts. And when I was first learning to put them in, I didn't really know how to do it and I didn't know how to take them out.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of them were getting like stuck in there. And then I had to go to the optometrist and I had 3 of them stuck in the back of my eye.
No. Oh my God.
It was so gross.
How were they all like congealed together? Like how did it
work? Yeah, they were kind of like stuck together and like folded a little bit or something. I don't really know. I was just freaking out, but I didn't really feel it. It was like only a little bit, but then I was like so freaked out, so I don't wear them anymore.
Oh, so yeah, your 4 eyes are all the way?
Yeah.
Love it. How'd they get it out? Did they use like tweezers?
I couldn't see it.
Oh, okay,
so
yeah,
I don't know
enough.
How they got it out.
I was going to say, the thought of tweezers coming towards you might be even worse than the thought of having something stuck in there. Oh, God. Why have I decided to talk about this morning? It's horrific. Oh, God. Well, thank you for your call. You've made all of us not want to eat breakfast. So you're keeping me thin. Thank you.
Thanks, Ellie.
See ya.
Hit breakfast with Ellie.
More and more these days, you know, if you stay in places like Airbnb or just generally you book on booking websites, then you're often asked for a review after you leave about, you know, how was your stay, what could be improved, what could they work on, blah, 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 blah. So you think, yeah, fair enough. That's, you know, to get business up or to let other travellers know what they're in for. But when you're just staying at a friend's house, reviewing your stay on social media, probably not ideal because they're doing you a favour. I don't think you're paying anything to stay there. But that's exactly what's happened to a woman. She's written on Mumsnet, good old Mumsnet, we love a Mumsnet story, that she'd invited her friend to stay. They'd had a lovely weekend. And then the next week on Facebook, she'd seen that her friend had posted a review of her home. So the friend said the breakfast was underwhelming, the Wi-Fi speed was poor, the room was too small and the bed in the guest room was too high. What is she, like Goldilocks? Is it Goldilocks and 3 bears with this porridge is too warm? I don't know. She bumped on the wooden edge of the bed, so she's got a bruise. She's written that as well. And overall, she rates her experience as a 2-star experience. How heavy. You've opened your home to someone and then they've gone and written this scathing review for all your friends to see. Like, does she think it's TripAdvisor or something? What's going on? But it kind of gave me an idea. I was like, well, hold on. If reviewing friends and family's homes is a thing to do, well, I just stayed in my parents' house when I went back to Perth over the weekend. So maybe I should let my mum know what I thought of my stay. So that's exactly what I did yesterday. I sent her a message. Dear Raylene, that's my mum, please find a review of my recent stay at your house in Subiaco below. Overall, it was a relatively pleasant experience. However, some things could have been improved. There were too many pillows on the bed, causing me to sleep in a nearly upright position all night. The breakfast provided was lacking in eggs, and despite the fact there was an abundance of $5 avocados provided for my consumption, the lack of an eggs benny the morning after a big night at the hippie club left me feeling worse for wear all day. Finally, the smell coming from your husband's morning ablutions seeped into my room, and coupled with the stiff neck and lack of eggs benny, made the three-course meal you'd cooked the night before hard to keep down. I hope you take this feedback on board and we'll have these grievances resolved in time for my return for Christmas. Yours, Eggs Benny-less Ellie. And so, I mean, scathing review, but my points were valid. I did not have an Eggs Benny. Yes, I had smashed avocado with sun-dried tomatoes and feta. Bit of bacon on the side. But no Eggs Benny. That's what you want the morning after a big night. So Mum then replies, please, please don't put this in TripAdvisor. We'll endeavour to improve on said grievances and will even offer a week's free accommodation to be taken any time before Christmas 2018. Your host. Mom, you're a legend. I actually loved my stay. You went above and beyond, but good to know you're on board and you can have a laugh with us this Thursday morning.
Hit Breakfast with Ellie.
If you missed it yesterday, I did make an announcement that I'm getting a new co-host. His name is Josiah. And so I thought I'd get him on the show today and we do a bit of getting to know you.
We are getting to know each other.
Hello, Josiah. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Ellie, thank you for allowing me back on your show.
Are you nervous? It's my show for the next like 2 days, buddy. And then
yeah, I was going to say enjoy saying that because then, we're sharing it together.
I know. And you're first, did you know? It's Josiah and Ellie. So I'm going to have to really, change up the way I say things.
Awesome. Do we get like a couple nickname? Like, what's Josiah? Jelly.
Jelly.
That actually sounds good.
Or Eliah. Nah, Jelly's better.
Both are good. Eliah sounds very biblical. Jelly sounds a bit cartoony. So happy with both.
All right, fair enough. I'll take them both. Hey, I've written a list of questions for you because I don't know you that well. The Golden Valley doesn't know you at all. So I thought we'd really unravel the onion that is Josiah.
Uh-oh. I'm nervous, but hit me.
Okay, they start off easy, but they're going to get tough, good. Buddy. Okay?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Ready. All right. Okay, question number one. How many people in your family?
Five.
Okay, who are they?
I've got two little sisters, so I am the oldest, and I have a mum and I have a dad. That's how I was made.
Are you a protective older brother?
Oh, my goodness, like beyond. Don't get me started. I couldn't be more of an overprotective big brother if you tried.
All right. Okay, fair enough. I've got two of those myself, so I think we'll get along well.
Yes.
Okay, question number two. I told you they were going to get difficult. If you were a vegetable, what vegetable would you be?
Ellie, I would be a celery stick, if that is even a vegetable.
Do you know what? That's a good one to be because do you know celery is the only thing you can eat that you lose calories whilst eating it?
Ah, that's interesting. I was thinking more there's not much to it. There's not much substance.
It's also very stringy and it gets stuck in your teeth. Is that you?
Has no taste. All that sort of stuff.
No, nah, chop it with a bit of peanut butter and you're fine.
Oh, that's true. So, lock in celery.
Okay. All right. Good. I'm glad we cleared that up. All right. Question number three. If one of your colleagues was to call in sick, but you'd seen them on Instagram the night before having a few frothies at the deck, would you tell on them?
I would be at your house at 6 a.m. and we'd be doing the show live from your bedroom.
Hey, I didn't say the colleague was me, buddy. I would never do that in a million years.
Hey. We all know that the only person in our office that would do something like that is you. So, case closed.
Lies. All right. Okay. Well, what if I don't tell you where I live? Then you can't come to my house.
Well, these are the things we haven't thought about yet. So, you probably shouldn't tell me.
All right. Note to self. Do not give you my address. Question number four. Do you know any funny jokes? This is putting me on the spot.
Oh, man. None that are appropriate for the radio.
Oh, Josiah, you are being employed to tell jokes and entertain the people of the Golden Valley every day. Come on, buddy. Yeah, surely you've got something.
That's what I don't understand. I don't understand how I got this job when I don't know any jokes. I'm not a funny person.
Don't worry, buddy. Stick with me. I'm
hilarious. I've got a good joke for you. Got a good joke for you.
Okay.
Josiah. That's the joke.
Wait, what? Oh God. Is this, can I get the boss in here right now? Is this what I have to deal with?
I'm a joke. So you get it.
God, buddy. All right. Well, we'll leave the questions there for today, but we will get you back tomorrow to do some more. Hopefully you answer them better than that because I'm feeling a bit skeptical about the next, you know, couple of years of my life that we are together in radio marriage.
Hey, I'm trying to keep things open. I still want people to. I want to come to Shepparton and have and people still not know too much, because believe me, there's a lot of stories up there. There are so many jokes as well, but yeah, just none. Yeah, there's no jokes.
Okay, well, today we've learned that there's not much to you. You're like a piece of celery. You don't know any jokes. But at least we know that you're a protective older brother. So there you go. We've got
that. Yeah, there you go.
All right, well, we'll check it back in with you tomorrow, okay? Thanks for joining me.
Have a good show, Ellie.
Hit Breakfast with Ellie.
It's come to my attention recently that
I'm getting older too.
I'm getting old, guys. I'm getting old. Recently I've discovered grey hairs. Yes. In fact, my boyfriend has taken to pulling the grey hairs out of my head as a bit of a game, bit of a fun game. Not fun, Gavin, if you're listening right now. Not fun at all. So that was one reason that I've discovered I'm old. When I went home to visit my mum on the weekend, she said to me, Ellie, what skin products are you using? I was like, well, I don't know. She goes, your forehead's looking like it's got a bit of, you know, maybe some wrinkles or something. I was like, Mum! You can't say that to your daughter. I do not have wrinkles. Calm your farm. First grey hairs, now wrinkles. But I thought, okay, maybe if I'm looking older, I can deal with that. That's fine. But I don't want to lose my youthful spirit, you know. I still go to the clubs. I still go out in the town, you know. I'm still with it. Can I say that? Does that make me old if I say I'm with it? I'm hip? No, that definitely makes me old too. But it's also been brought to my attention that there's a couple of things that I do as my everyday life that makes me pretty old. And my boyfriend, Gavin, the other day was like, Ellie, you just need to embrace technology and embrace the way that the future's going. Because I was talking to him about a speeding fine that I got. I was bitter about it because I haven't had a speeding fine in like 8 years or something. I've got a very good driving record. And I got this speeding fine right near my house. I was going 6Ks over the limit, 66 in a 60 zone. So I've spoken to a bunch of people about it and they were like, oh, you know what? If you write to the cops, then sometimes if you've got a good driving record, they'll let you off. You know, you weren't going too fast, so they might let you off. So I wrote them a letter and I posted it in the mail. I went and got a stamp and posted in the mail. Gavin was like, who writes letters these days? Nobody writes letters. You can just email them. It'll be way quicker. They can just hit reply and they don't have to bother about finding an envelope and a stamp and writing back to you. I was like, dude, they'll appreciate the effort that I went to in writing the letter. Still haven't heard back from them, so you never know. I don't know if I'm out of that speeding fine or not. So that was number one that made him think I was an old person. Number two was yesterday. I got a new credit card and I accidentally got the wrong credit card because I don't know how to be an adult. I suck at it. And so I had to contact the bank to say, look, I've ordered the wrong credit card. What can you do about it? Can I change it? Is it too late? Blah, blah, blah. And I decided it'd be easiest to just go into the bank and be like, wait, this is the card that I've ordered. Can you fix it? And so I did that yesterday. I went in, I took a little number. I sat down, I waited for the teller, went over. Perfect. He sorted it out for me. He set up my online banking. He did it all. It was quick. It was easy. But when I told Gavin about that as well, he was like, Ellie,
I'm getting old.
You're so old. No one goes into the bank in person anymore. It turns out I could have done it all online, really. But it's just, I like the human interaction of it. Is that so wrong of me? So I want to put the call out. 13, 12, 16. Am I old? Am I older than my 26 years suggests? Should I be embracing this technology and going online to do these things like normal people? Or am I okay?
Hit Breakfast with Ellie.
I'm getting older.
Am I getting old? Because I've been told that I am. Because sue me for wanting to write a letter to the cops rather than send them an email. Or sue me for wanting to go into the bank to get them to help me with my credit card because I don't want to do it online because it's too confusing. Okay, yes, I've got grey hairs. Yes, I've got a couple of wrinkles. But the other stuff, that's what we're focusing on right now. So I did put the call out. Am I an old person? Is there something that you do that ages you beyond your years? Trav from Rootney, you're giving us a call. What do you reckon? Am I old, buddy?
No, I think that's absolutely brilliant. I like to send letters to the editor but pretend I'm old.
Do you do like grumpy old man thing like, those kids on my block are just making too much of a racket?
Yeah, all that sort of stuff. Like, things are, you can't do the things you used to be able to do, and political correctness gone mad. It's great fun. It gets printed every time.
Don't you think that the art of letter writing is becoming a lost art? You know, we've got to keep it going.
Yeah, but with emails and that sort of stuff, it's too much work.
Yeah. How old are you, Trav?
I'm only 30.
You're only 30. Okay, fair enough. So you're young enough. You're probably too young to be at the letters to the editor stage.
Oh, 100%.
What are you going to do? Do you do something to combat it, to make yourself seem younger? Like, do you still go to the clubs and try and be young, or have you just embraced your elderly nature?
I watch more cartoons than a 30-year-old should probably watch.
Okay, all right. Are there kids around that you can blame that on? Or?
Nope.
Nope, that's just you embracing just your youth.
Watching cartoons, writing letters to the editor.
Okay, well, that's made me feel a bit better. What about going into the bank? Am I allowed to go into the bank, or is online banking just the way of the future?
Yeah. Go on in and have a chat to him. Why not? You do you.
You are the best, Travis. You can call my boyfriend and tell him this because he just does not believe me.
Happy to.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks for your call.
No worries.
Hit Breakfast with Ellie. Scoopla.
Checking in with everything that's trending now in the world of entertainment, our resident Hollywood reporter, Dean McCarthy. Hello, lovely. How you doing?
Oh, good morning, Ellie. Hi, everyone.
What's going on in Tinseltown? Rebel Wilson, she's my favourite of all time. What's going on with her?
I love her. Okay, so here's the deal with Rebel Wilson. She's actually all the way over in Europe at the moment working on a new project. But back home in Australia today, we find out if Bauer Media's case against her, where they were ordered to pay $4.5 million, will be reviewed by a judge. So essentially, Bauer Media, they're not actually disputing the outcome or the decision. They're disputing how much money she gets paid. So they believe that it was, quote, an excessive amount to pay her $4.5 million. And they are hoping that the judge will reduce that amount in terms of the fine. Now, Rebel Wilson today tweeted this: while this case was never about the money for me, I do hope to receive as much as possible to give away to charity and to support the Australian film industry. You know, Ellie, she's not keeping 1 cent of that.
I was going to say, really? She's giving it all away. Good on her. I mean, that's good. She's making a stand for herself and for other women and, you know, good on her. I'm proud of her.
Totally. So, yeah, stay tuned. We'll find out the results today.
All right, fingers crossed for good old Rebel. All right, Hollywood glamour couple, Ange and Brad. Tell me about them.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, drama. Let me tell you, see, as you may, well, no one would have missed this, but obviously they broke up, Brad and Ange, last year. Now, since then, the children have been with Ange. She has had predominant custody. But over the last couple of days, a judge has ruled that the custody needs to be more shared. So apparently she's been restricting, according to the documents, restricting access to Brad with the children. And apparently, according to documents, she was listening in on phone calls when the children would speak to Brad. These two things have now been refuted by the judge, and the judge has ordered more time with the children and Brad, and the phone calls do not need to be monitored when they take place. So it's interesting, very, very interesting how this is unfolding. But so Brad's getting more custody of the children.
That's super illegal, right? Listening in on phone chats?
I think, yeah, I just...
Yeah,
that's
you
can't either. Pretty sure
you can't. Oh, it makes me sad that those two have broken up because they were just, you know, the perfect Hollywood family and now it's all over. Love is dead, Dean.
Oh, you know what? John Legend and Chrissy Teigen, if they're tuning or listening online, they cannot break up.
I know.
I would never, like, I'll be giving up.
We've hung all our hopes of true love on them. Actually, do you know what? Who else? Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds. If they break up, I'm done. I'm done with love.
I'm done. I quit. Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, well, thank you for, as always, for your words of wisdom, Dean McCarthy. I will join you again next week and get everything that's happening in Hollywood then.
Love it. Bye, Ellie. Bye, guys.
Hit Breakfast with Ellie.